Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Before we start today's episode, we have an announcement for you all. If you are following us on Instagram, you might already know, but we're still here to remind you all and, you know, to let you all know if you don't know already. We have stickers now, and we actually have a website up now, and it's just at cuentocrimenpodcast.com, and there you will be able to order stickers.
Yeah, we're so excited. We have 3 stickers. We have Uno Nunca Sabe stickers, Cada Cabeza es un Mundo stickers, Caras Vemos, Corazones No Sabemos stickers.
Yeah, they're the, you know, cuento crimen dichos. And honestly, if you all can, we would definitely appreciate the support. But just, you know, future projects that Steph and I have in mind for you all. So, yeah, we just wanted to quickly say that. So now on to today's episode. Hoy vamos a hablar sobre un triste caso, el caso de Sofía Lucerno Juárez.
Y antes de empezar el caso, we want to say that this is our 25th episode. And I think that's kind of crazy that we already have 25 episodes.
I know.
So, yeah.
It's crazy. 25.
25 episodes. And so before we actually start, we would like to give you the regular heads up we always say.
We will be talking about sensitive topics, as you all probably know. Y queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y víctimas. Okay, let's jump in.
Today we will be talking about the case of Sofía Lucerno Juárez, and every case is important, and no matter how much time has passed, it is still relevant to us, and it still should be just as important.
Vamos a hablar sobre el caso de Sofía Lucerno Juárez. Este caso sucedió hace casi 20 años, pero creemos que es importante hablar sobre este caso y también no olvidar.
Sofía nomás tenía 4 años y todos decían que she was a very loving little girl. Y también era niña muy tímida y ella no fácilmente le hablaba a un extraño.
En Sofía le gustaba jugar y correr, le gustaba jugar con muñecas, just like any other little girl. Y también jugaba con maquillaje. And a little fun fact about her era que her favorite fast food restaurant was Burger King.
And like silent connection, growing up, that was also like my favorite food.
Aww.
And I have like memories of like we would go there like every Sunday. That was a treat. Sofía nació el 5 de febrero del 1998. Su mamá era María Juárez y su papá estaba viviendo en México at the time. Sofía nunca había conocido a su papá. Ellos no tenían una relación.
En Sofía estaba viviendo con su mamá, hermanos, abuela y el novio de la abuela que se llamaba José López Torres.
María Juárez y su hija Sofía se habían movido con su mamá, Ignacia. Y era una casa llena, eran 6 personas que vivían en esta casa.
But family was super important to them. They loved being surrounded by their loved ones. You know, it kept life interesting, it kept everyday interesting. And I feel like I can somewhat relate to that. I grew up living in a duplex building and my cousins were my neighbors. So it was so much fun to have them right next door. So I totally get the feeling of wanting to be with loved ones.
Yeah, like belonging in a family. I also remember like it worked out. I promise it worked out. But like la casa de nosotros y la casa de mi tía, they were like back to back. So like on different blocks, but backyards connected. So I remember que mi tío le hizo una puerta a la fence, so por ahí pasábamos.
Oh, that's
amazing. So, you know, it was just, and you're young, so like, yeah, like being around your cousins, you know, like, oh, si ama abuela, you know, everything just like
so you guys kind of technically shared a big
backyard. Yeah. Like we still have our fence and everything, but like it had like a little door and everything.
Okay,
so
okay.
It was, like, easy access.
Yeah. we shared a backyard. Oh, it was like a duplex two-story.
Uh-huh.
So like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, for sure.
You know, it was really fun.
Yeah.
So,
back to the story. Sofía tuvo un día normal el día 4 de febrero del 2003. Pero al final del día, ya en la noche, como entre las 8:15, 9:15, ella estaba en su recámara jugando con su hermano. And she overheard que el novio de su abuela, José López Torres, iba a ir a la tienda. Y una tienda que solo estaba like 4 o 5 cuadras de la casa de ella.
And Sophia really wanted to go. Y como cualquier otro niño, I feel like she loved tagging along. And
getting some treats.
Yeah, you know? I think, creo que es muy común que un niño quiera ir, se le antoja salir, you know, it's like very common, I think.
Or just like again, like, oh, like voy a ir a comprar un chocolate. Because I know I used to tag along with my dad and buy chips. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly that. Sophia wanted to go and her mother, Maria, gave her permission to go. Le ayudó a ponerse sus zapatos and también le dio $1 para que Sophia pudiera comprarse un antojito.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry, but like, I just can't stop thinking, like, can we just take a moment? It's crazy how like $1 was enough for a snack back then.
Yeah, me estaba acordando de la tiendita right next to our elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
And how like back in the day you could get so much for just a dollar.
A dollar, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know. And now it's like even like a bag of chips isn't even a dollar. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a dollar and some.
Yeah.
Time changes. And I guess it's just like a quick little side note, but like Steph and I met each other in elementary school, fun fact. But then she moved cities, so she moved schools, and then we lost touch after like so many years.
Yeah, and crazy enough, nos volvimos a encontrar en el colegio, and that's how we kind of reconnected.
Yeah, okay, if we do a quick little story time. So Stephanie caught me staring at her. We were in orientation, and I remember I, like, turned around and looked, and I was like, oh my god, is that Stephanie A from Monarch? And then, tú me miraste, and I was like, oh no, like, she's gonna be like, why is she staring at me? And so I, after, like, the meeting or whatever, I hella went up to you, and I was like, hey, like, I know you saw me looking at you, but...
Yeah, that's how we reconnected, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, Monarch, and yeah, so that's how we became housemates, also roommates, and now we have a podcast. Super side note, but now y'all know us a little more.
Yeah, sorry, it just a little super sidetracked. So now let's go back to the story.
So it's February 4th, 2003, nomás un día antes de su cumpleaños de Sofía. That day, Sophia got a dollar and ran after her grandma's boyfriend, Jose, because he was going to a store. Mm-hmm. And this happened around 8:15 and 9:15.
A las 9:45, the grandma's boyfriend got back from the store, but without Sophia. Dijo Jose que Sophia nunca se fue con él, that he didn't even know she wanted to go with him, and... This can easily make sense. Like, maybe adults were talking about what was needed to be purchased, and Sophia was just kind of like, well, I want to go. But also, like, running to her mom to ask permission. So, like, maybe, you know, Jose just kind of, like, overheard that information.
Yeah, not heard it.
Yeah. I know, like, sometimes, like, when we go out, like, my niece and my nephew, they're younger still. I mean, now they're, like, preteens, but... Sometimes they'll be like, oh, si voy, oh, no voy, oh, si voy, oh, no voy. So it's just kind of, like, confusing. And but, like, my mom, she's always on top of everything. She's like, okay, ¿quién va a ir? You know, but it's, like, sometimes, like, I'm like, oh, Freddy, you came? You know, it's, you know, so, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then also, también es una casa donde también hay mucha gente.
A lot going on.
So no se sabe qué está pasando, you know, like, quién está dónde. And I get that. Yo pienso que realmente... Posiblemente el novio no supo que Sofía iba a querer ir.
Yeah.
And, y también dicen que a él no le molestaba que Sofía iba con él. Uh-huh. Like, se llevaban bien. And so, I mean, I don't know, could have been a really honest mistake. And so, like, maybe Sofía went to go ask for permission and, like, ran back and then saw that Jose wasn't inside anymore. So maybe she assumed que he was outside in the car already. Y pues a lo mejor ella también le corrió hacia afuera and,
you know,
trying to catch up. Y ya vio que no estaba Jose. And ahí, I guess, no sabemos lo que pasó, you know? So yeah, ya que volvió el novio de la tienda, everyone was worried porque they realized que she wasn't at home and she didn't go to the store. Y empezaron a buscar por toda la casa y también afuera. And they were calling out her name and no one was answering, so... I feel like it just got too real for the family. Y la mamá María called the authorities and, you know, tells them what's going on.
Yeah, I feel like at first it's kind of like, oh, like, no, va a estar aquí, va a estar aquí. But then imagine, like, the feeling like, no, no está. Like, oh, oh my God.
Yeah, it's really scary.
And so they search from door to door, from Sophia's house to the store. And honestly, like, that's amazing that they did that.
I think that is, because it's like 5 cuadras.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a lot of like doors to knock, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that's really great.
And it's like needed, you know, like you're looking for your child.
Yeah, so thankfully they treated the case as an abduction from the start. They even put out an Amber Alert, and the Washington Office of Emergency Management issued its first statewide Amber Alert for Sophia.
The next day, no había noticias. They spent Sophia's birthday looking for her all day. Like, imagine, like, instead of being able to celebrate her birthday, you're looking for her.
Yeah.
Y también hubo muchos voluntarios que ayudaron. And honestly, like, como nosotros siempre hemos dicho, like, it's so much better que estemos conectados como una comunidad and, like, work together, you know, in situations like this, you know? Like, every single person can make a difference. Como en este caso, you know, que hubo muchos voluntarios, like, that just increases the chances of her being found.
Yeah. Una persona de 10 años, pensamos que puede ser el hermano de María, pero también puede ser un vecino. It wasn't too clear who this witness was, pero no sabemos exactamente quién lo dijo, but esta persona dijo que él vio a Sofía caminando down the driveway con un señor vestido de negro. He had a black sweatshirt, black pants, and black shoes.
But again, like, this wasn't confirmed or it couldn't be proven. You know, it's just like someone's, like, what, like a statement, you know? And also because this was a younger witness, I don't think they took it into consideration.
Yeah, y desafortunadamente no hubo más testigos. No hubo nadie, no hubo ningún vecino que vio algo, nadie escuchó nada. And, you know, so they started looking into the closest people to Sofía. Mm-hmm. Investigaron al novio de la abuela, José, pero él no tuvo nada que ver. They were able to rule him out because they confirmed that he did go to the store and he came back. Y también investigaron su coche, and he also submitted a polygraph and he passed.
Yeah, I feel like it would be hard to kind of see him as a suspect. I mean, first, obviously, you're going to be like, she was supposed to be with him, so it's him. But then, si lo piensas, like, it makes sense. Él fue a la tienda y regresó.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, ¿dónde estaba Sofía? You know?
Yeah.
Y también investigaron al papá biológico de Sofía, que se llama Andrés Abargan. Él estaba viviendo en México y él dijo que no conocía a la niña y que tampoco él no estaba seguro si él era el padre de la niña. And he too took a polygraph and passed as well. So él tampoco tuvo nada que ver con la desaparición de Sofía.
Pero María, la mamá de Sofía, piensa que Sofía se fue con alguien que ella conocía, porque Sofía era muy tímida y ella dijo que ella realmente no cree que su hija se hubiera ido con un extraño.
En las búsquedas sí encontraron un par de overalls and a pair of a little girl's shoes. And this worried everyone because Sofía was actually wearing overalls the day she went missing. Pero ni los overalls ni los zapatos eran de Sofía.
I think that's really scary because si dicen que encontraron overalls,
mm-hmm.
and you know that your daughter had that.
Imagine, like, that's going to be, like, the first thought.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It could be like, oh, my God, we're getting closer, but also mm-hmm. kind of scary, too.
To find out the answers.
Yeah.
And also, like, what were the odds que ella traía un overall and that they found overalls?
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't a match. But, like, you get me, like, and I guess maybe this is, like, back in the 90s. So, I guess overall, no, it was early 2000s.
Yes.
So, maybe overalls were a little bit more
also common. Kids wear a lot of overalls still.
True, but I feel like nowadays they don't. I feel like they're not as common as, like, back in the day. Alguien dijo haber visto una ven blanca. Y con esa información, investigaron a un vecino de 35 años con el nombre Kevin L. Ireland. And he actually has a history of a minor sex crime. So they definitely wanted to look into him, right? Like, it makes sense. Las autoridades revisaron su casa y encontraron un white Ford temple panel van que era muy similar a la que estaban buscando.
Pero no encontraron nada que lo pudieran conectar a Sofía. Era un buen sospechoso. Era su vecino, tenía un history de minor sex crimes y también tenía esa ven blanca, but still no había nada que lo pudiera conectar.
He later got in trouble with the law because of some, like, traffic charges. Y también una amiga lejana de él lo denunció porque él le había llamado a decirle comentarios sexuales de Sofía.
I think this is very alarming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, even then, there was no hardcore evidence to connect him to Sofía.
But why would you even... Like, aside from it being Sofía, why would you make sexual comments about a young girl?
Yeah.
But I guess his history shows, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, that's not okay to say that about any little girl. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm glad que lo denunció, you know?
Y eso que, you know, eran amigos.
Yeah.
So this, like, goes to show, like, if, even if they're your friends and... This is, like, a whole other conversation. But, like, even if they're your friends, you know, and you know that they're... You know, kind of going down this road, like, please don't protect them. Mm-hmm. Like, please speak out, you know? Yeah.
Okay, and había rumores que alguien de la familia se había llevado a Sofía a México. And so the rumors got so overwhelming, and María y su mamá, Ignacia, flew to Mexico and traveled to Puebla, porque allí es donde tenían a la familia.
Mm-hmm. Y allí ellas buscaron y investigaron ellas solas. Pero al final no encontraron nada. And they were confident that this was just a rumor and that was it, you know? So police kept taking in leads and they kept looking. They were hoping that maybe one of these leads could possibly help them find Sofía. And in May of 2003, empezaron a investigar otra vez que también estaba en la área y durante el tiempo cuando Sofía desapareció.
Era una van anaranjada, pero un poco descolorida. Y el dueño de esa van era un señor güero, entre los años 35 y 40, con una barba rubia. Pero también no han podido conectar a ese señor o esa van con el caso de Sofía.
Los investigadores siguieron con cualquier pista y hubo un informante que dijo que el cuerpo de Sofía estaba en un farm north of Prosser in Benton County.
And they took 5 cadaver dogs and searched the whole entire area for 8 days. Pero también allí no pudieron encontrar nada.
And eventually the FBI got involved, but they also unfortunately could not find anything.
And I think they did do a lot for this case, porque también hubo un equipo que, looked through a river nearby, but again, they found nothing.
Yeah, I mean, for the FBI to, like, be involved. Yeah, but unfortunately, like, there was no leads. Y en el año del 2008, 6 años después de la desaparición, María Juárez moved to Sacramento, California. She moved with her son and boyfriend, y ella dice que ella quería empezar una nueva vida, pero todavía no esperaba respuestas de su hija.
Desafortunadamente, María Juárez murió sin saber nada de su hija. Ella murió de complicaciones de salud en el año 2009.
She was only 26 years old with a 6-month baby, and her ashes were escorted from the place that Sofía was last seen to the church.
And I think that's, I don't know, very sweet and symbolical. It's like
bittersweet, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, first of all, she was really young, like 26 años. And I don't know, I feel like it is really sad, like, you know, I don't know. I don't have children, but I would imagine, like, imagínate no saber nada de tu niña. And, like, nomás esperando, you know?
Yeah, and I guess, like, this case also stood out to us because Sofía would have been 23 years old this year. Mm-hmm. Around our age, and her mother passed away around our age.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, it's crazy because, like, she would have been, or I mean, she could be, right? Who knows? Like, the same age that her mother made it to.
Yeah, I think that's kind of crazy.
I don't know, I'm like, I don't know, my heart feels really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're not the only ones. This case haunts the Kennewick police, like the whole station. It's one of those cases that they can't forget. And I think this station doesn't get many cases in this area. So this one for sure, like, has stuck around to them for a while.
Yeah. And this case didn't get news attention, but like this police department did give it all the attention it deserved. Yeah. And they did try. I mean, they're still trying till this day, but they just haven't been lucky enough to get good leads, because it's almost been 20 years and the family and the investigators want answers, you know?
They deserve answers. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, even if Sophia's mom isn't around anymore, like, it doesn't matter, you know? There's still family that wants answers. And actually, this year, the Kennewick's Police Department partnered up with a transportation company that will display Sophia's image as a 4-year-old and now as a 23-year-old. And these trucks travel across the West Coast and into Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, and I feel like, I don't know, like, I have seen, like, pictures like that, you know, the ones that you see, like, on the newspapers and stuff. But it's just, it's so different, like, to hear about, like, the case. So, cuando Sofía desapareció, le faltaba un día para cumplir 5 años. She disappeared from her Kennewick, Washington home. And at the time of her disappearance, she weighed around 33 pounds and she was 3 feet tall. She has black hair, brown eyes. She was also missing her top front teeth. She also had a mole under her eye y también un birthmark on her lower back. El día de su desaparición, tenía puesta una manga larga roja, blue overalls, white Converse, and gold earrings.
Vamos a incluir la foto de Sofía cuando tenía 4 años y también vamos a incluir una foto de ella de cómo se puede mirar a los 23 años. Y si saben algo, por favor llamen a este número. Puede ser cualquier cosa. Ya sé que pasó hace mucho tiempo, pero pienso que es importante no olvidar estos casos.
Yeah.
Porque todavía hay familia que quieren saber las respuestas. Hay personas que fueron impactadas por este caso. And I feel like answers bring justicia. So, por favor, llamen al 1509-585-4208. Y también le pueden llamar a este otro número. 1509-628-0333.
I'll just quickly say those numbers in English for our English-speaking community that's listening. So the numbers are 1-509-585-4208, or you could also call 1-509-628-0333. And again, if you know anything, have any, you know, any, just anything that can honestly lead to the answers of where Sophia has been this whole time, it would be like greatly appreciated for her family and all her loved ones, you know, because I feel like whether it's one day missing, whether it's 20 years that she's missing, like, the family's still hurting, you know.
Yeah, so let's keep sharing her story, whether it's sharing her picture on social media, we will be posting the picture, whether it's you telling a friend about this case over some coffee, you know, I feel like talking about her will prevent everyone from forgetting about her.
Yeah, because you have to remember, like, even though we're all here because we love to hear true crime stories, like, at the end of the day, these are real stories that are impacting people. And we are here to, yes, listen, but we are also here to help, you know, in any way that we can. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode and to all of our previous episodes. We have gotten so much support from you all. And como siempre decimos, like, nunca nos vamos a cansar de decirles gracias. Y los apreciamos a todos y todo su apoyo.
Gracias por escuchar, and we'll see you next week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.